never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Friday. Big weekend plans. All right. Looking forward to it. I'm going to freeze my balls off tonight. I'm going to be outside. It's going to be cold. What's the temperature in our area tonight? Mid-30s.
Perfect.
Yep. Layer up.
Layer up.
That's football weather.
No, it's not. Football weather is sweatshirt, probably around 50, 55.
No, coach will tell you this is football weather.
Yeah, I know. I'm not worried about the 17-year-old kids. I'm worried about the old men and women in the crowd freezing our nuts off. I said women, too, but that
one. Yeah, well, some of the women I know have bigger balls than some of the men I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got a lot of our women listeners definitely have more balls than the men listeners, for sure. A lot of them.
They do.
They don't bitch as much, that's for sure.
Right, they just do. What are you going to do?
We have a lot of women listeners, but I very rarely see hate email from the ladies.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
I think they just don't listen.
That could be.
Yeah, but the women that listen get it and are very cool.
Yeah, Wichita's getting the cold, too.
Yeah.
It's only going to be 48 there today.
Oh, jeez, that's a heat wave.
So I'm seeing here that this national month is absolutely silly.
What is the October?
National I'm just me because.
Oh, shut up.
Month.
Shut up.
That's just, exactly.
That's so you.
Yeah, that's one you should have mentioned on the 30th.
Or next month. Oh, we missed it. Yeah. I'm so me.
I'm just me because.
I'm just so me.
Yeah, well, you're a freaking ass. That's just me. No, it's not just you. You're an ass. You're covering up because you're too chicken to deal with anything else.
That's true. That's a great line. That's just me.
No, you're an ass.
The squat month, I keep seeing, Craig, is a benefit for the American Cancer Society.
Oh. The what month?
Squat month.
You're supposed to do 50 squats a day starting November 1st.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to do it with weights. You just squat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can do air squats.
Yeah. Sure.
Body weight.
Yeah. So you could get your ass back and help the American Cancer Society.
We don't know what Craig's
ass looks like. So I can sit down 50 times a day?
Yeah.
And then I got to stand up.
Right.
That's 49.
That's right. The last time you ain't standing up. Good point. Good counting.
Thank you.
No, you would have to.
I'm a subtraction jester.
We have no idea what Craig's ass looks like.
You would want to stand up.
He wears long sweatshirts. He's got baggy pants on.
You got to stand up 50 times. Otherwise, you would end up in the permanent squat position.
That's why
he's sitting down.
I'm sitting down.
He's just
going to
sit down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just sitting down.
That's a squat. Squat right into the chair.
Yes.
Right,
and then stand back up again.
All right.
And that counts. That's just, you know, you see that at the gym. That's a box squat.
Right,
you see guys with the box underneath them. They sit down. We'll give you that one, Craig.
I think it was Sunday. My butt cheeks were hurting because I was sitting too much.
My
ass. I was watching football all day, and I stood up. Yeah, I did a little exercise early in the morning, and then I sat on my ass for like 12 straight hours, with the exception of going to the bathroom, walking to the kitchen once in a while. And I realized that my ass was hurting. I said, well, that's sitting down too much.
Well, had you done some walking or something before that?
No, I was just sore from sitting on my ass because I don't sit down. I mean, this virus has made me sit a lot more than I used to because on the weekends I would do stuff. We all did stuff.
Now, at the new house,
I wasn't just sitting down.
At the new house, do you have more than just basic cable in the treadmill room? Because you could go down there. And,
but I already did that. I mean, I'm not going to.
No, you could go down and walk some more while the football's on.
It was just all day. I was watching football all day, and my ass started hurting. It's hurting from just sitting down.
Pull up Red Zone in front of the treadmill.
I think if you sit all the time, you might not feel that, you know, but I felt it. I said, my ass. It's just my ass day month. That's just my ass.
You could have gone on a little hike with me, although my ass was hurting after that hike.
I didn't want to do anything. I wasn't bitching. I was watching football all day and was enjoying my time. I just realized that I hadn't stood up in a while because the football kept coming on. And I watched my team play, And then I watched a really good game. I watched Puss's game.
That was not a good game.
Neither one of those games were good.
It was not a good game. No.
Actually, neither one of the, both of those games were blowouts. I enjoyed the first one. I enjoyed the second one. But I watched both games, and then I flipped around towards the end of the Packer game because I was out of hand.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was just watching football. And it was one of the days I would just watch football all day. And I'm afraid it's going to happen on Saturday because Big Ten is back. So I plan on watching a lot of football tomorrow, you know.
Well, your ass better get a good workout today.
Hey. We got a commercial break coming up.
You must be a little less antsy than me. I can't sit for that long.
Well, no, I just do more things. I know. I just when I do stuff, I do stuff out the house, and now I'm not doing that.
I save like laundry for Sunday when football's on.
So you got the
So at least I
got to
get up and go move laundry and bring it in and fold it and then leave it in the basket for a week.
I got to get up
next Sunday.
Exactly. Exactly. I've gotten into a pattern.
But there's a bunch of Big Ten football tomorrow. I mean, the Huskers play early. I'll watch that. Penn State plays after them. The Michigan-Minnesota game, I'll probably watch that
night. That's a night game.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game.
So there's going to be like a bunch of football.
You got a Big Ten game tonight.
Oh, who is it tonight?
It's Illinois and Wisconsin.
Well, I'll be out tonight. But
That'll be
– Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably will be a blowout.
Yeah.
I'll sit around and watch football, but I got to get up every 4 minutes to let dogs out.
Oh, see, that's
I'm the doorman for the dogs.
It helps your ass relax
so
a little
I'm
bit.
So I'm forced
to
move,
right?
Whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
And then they go
that's
outside for about four or five minutes, and they start barking.
And you got to get your ass up
again. I got to get them back in.
Right.
And I've seen that. I've seen your setup there, Todd. That's like a solid five steps.
It is.
Yeah, but still, it's
from
still,
the couch to the
still,
slider.
You're still relieving pressure from your butt.
The point is I have to move.
Right. Yeah.
That is the key.
I got to get up, and then I got to get up again.
Right.
And it's pretty constant throughout the day because the door they like to go out of is happens to be right where I'm sitting.
You should see if they could all get on the same schedule. Just have a little conference and like, okay, we're all going to go out together.
Yeah, they probably have their period at the same
time,
they
do.
Don't they? Right.
They do, and we have one of those screens now, but you can't leave the door open because it's kind of cold
out.
Oh,
yeah.
But during the summer, they can come go as they please, and I don't have to get my ass up, but now I do.
How about a big doggy door? You want to put one in?
Really
no place to put one, I guess. Huh?
The trouble with those is that, it's a two-way thing.
Yeah. They just run into each other.
And they're big dogs. Well, no, they're big dogs.
Yeah.
And anybody can roll in that.
I've always wondered about that.
Oh, because they are big dogs. You're right.
Yeah.
If I had a doggy door, nobody's getting through there. Even Brad Williams isn't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yours is.
Well, head.
His head wouldn't get there. That's true. His head wouldn't get through.
Right, and where we would cut the doggy door, the only feasible place to cut the doggy door, there's a bunch of electrical. It would just be, it's cost prohibitive.
Well, and you got big dogs.
Yeah.
And Craig's right. It would be, there'd be humans walking through there.
Yeah, you need to put one of those big culverts for those dogs to get out.
Well, at least it's an excuse for you to get off your ass. Right, I'm with you on that.
And I found out you can't backwards walk with the dog.
Because they don't, they want to walk regularly.
Yeah, she wants to keep a pretty good pace.
Yeah,
and I can't keep up. And she's 75 pounds, so she would drag my ass to the ground.
Walking backwards, your dog's walking forward.
If I don't keep up,
I gotta picture that. You walking backwards with holding the leash behind you, and the dog's walking forward.
Oh, the dog!
Let's watch the crazy guy
naturally get ahead of me.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then pull me down.
And pull you down, right? Wear the helmet, walk the dog. And what Puss say? Tie a mattress to your ass.
A crib mattress. To your back.
Yeah, right.
So it's small enough, it'd fit.
That wouldn't be too special, would it?
No. And let us know when you're going to do that so we can show up and take pictures.
New Springsteen album streaming now. You can get that.
Yeah, I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but I like the single.
Documentary came out, too.
It's on Apple, though.
Yeah.
Right? I gotta get
I'll have to watch that this weekend.
Three songs he wrote in the 70s.
Oh, really? Some old stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty prolific, that dude. It's amazing.
Yeah, he just won't shut up, will he?
Well, what's amazing about it is that he releases songs, and it might not be radio, because radio plays weird stuff. They're just too segmented radio, but you can hear it. People they sell. People like it, and that's very rare. Nobody does that 71 years of age.
That's the key.
Nobody.
They sell.
Right.
In that most recent cover story.
And it's new songs. It's new songs.
On Rolling Stone, he said he's got, I think, another solo album and some other album that he's written already in the can, sitting, just waiting.
Well, he's been sitting around, man. He's been sitting around.
But this is the first one with the full band in about, 8, 9 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Sitting around until his ass is sore.
Yeah, but he's sitting around with a guitar.
Well, yeah. He's got.
You're just sitting around with the remote control.
Exactly. He's got creativity coming out of his fingertips, and I'm sitting around with a remote control, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to be creative on what I watch.
Yeah.
On what other people have done.
Right.
So there's a new report that suggests that the Toronto Raptors, the NBA team, may be playing their home games in Louisville, Kentucky next season.
What's the reasoning for that?
Canada.
Same reason the Blue Jays couldn't have their game.
Yeah, Canada's taking it seriously, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to stop it. COVID.
They've been strict about allowing professional sports to be played due to coronavirus concerns. The NBA played in the bubble this year, so it wasn't an issue. However, if things move, you know, differently next year, they're thinking, well, you don't want you playing here, so you may have to go to Louisville.
All right. Well, we don't know what's going to happen with the NBA. Are they going to start on time? They're pushing it back a month.
They've said 2021, but everybody thinks it's probably going to be March.
Oh, maybe. They start playing regular season? Okay. That's all they need.
Yeah. I mean, they were talking about this on PTI yesterday, and I was with Kornheiser. Like, why not just go to Buffalo? That's where the Blue Jays went.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right across, you know, it's right there. And they have an arena where the Sabres play
there. They probably have a nice arena, right?
You know?
And you got fans nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep it to fans here. Yeah. That doesn't make much sense.
Well, they can't necessarily.
We don't know
cross
if fans are
going to
be in the crowd. We don't know if fans are going to be in the crowd. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, but the Buffalo fans are probably Toronto Raptor fans.
Yeah, I'm guessing there might be some.
I think they are.
Yeah.
If you're a basketball fan in Buffalo, you probably cheer for the Raptors.
Right. In general.
Maybe, but.
And I heard somebody float the idea of Seattle, which, you know, since they had a team.
Yeah.
But everybody else, the Raptors are in the Eastern Conference. So the vast majority of their games would be huge road trips.
Right. I wonder if baseball's thinking they're going to go to actually to spring training in February. I mean, that stuff's right around the corner. We keep forgetting it's almost November.
Yeah, but the problem is still it's 4 months away, and 4 months is a lifetime right now.
Yeah. We thought that in June till now.
But the amount of things that can change between now and then is you just can't even predict.
There's the positive pussy coming out. I like that.
You can't even predict
we need more of that.
February is going to be like.
It ain't working for us, but it works for somebody. Isn't that positive push right there? Right?
I said change. I didn't say up or down.
No. That's true. It could be down. No, you've been up, and I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't know. I heard positive pussy, and then I heard him hedge his back.
Well, because he's afraid he's going to get shot down by us. But I was actually building him up.
Yeah, I'm just bracing for the verbal pummeling. But I mean, it's true.
It's hedging pussy.
But it's true. For these leagues like this, trying to plan about what's going to happen in January, February is just... It's almost impossible.
Well, it's going
to
go away.
It's almost impossible.
That's what I keep hearing.
The virus is going to go away.
You got a plan.
That was on last night again.
Just in case.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, but you got to have about six different plans.
Right.
Well, what if this? What if that? What if that?
Yeah, they don't even know what's going to happen with college basketball yet. That is still up in the air, how they're going
to
play that.
Yeah, that's supposed to start late next month.
I know.
Well, maybe we should get out on one of those committees. Since we can't plan anything for ourselves, at least we can make alternate plans.
Yeah,
because that's what they got to do. Well, let's hope for a regular schedule. If not, we do this.
Cross your fingers and hope it goes away.
If not, we do this. Well, it turns out that plan is not working.
No.
Wait for it to go away.
That's not working.
It's not working very well.
No.
Just ignoring it and hoping it'll go away. That turns out it's not a really good plan.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, deadly pandemic.
He said that again last night. She's going to go away.
I didn't watch it either.
But
watch
I saw
much of
I watched none.
I heard some clips coming in. That's all I heard. I don't watch any either. It's just apparently subdued and blah blah blah.
And
but
I
basically
cringed a little bit as I was walking through the kitchen, and I heard Joe Biden reference the Proud Boys as the Poor Boys.
Okay, that didn't make the news this morning.
I know, but
I heard
have.
About it. Yeah. I read about it yesterday.
Yeah. He must have been in the mood for a sandwich.
Right. Oh, I am now.
I'd sure
oh, now.
Out.
Oh, now that you say that, yeah.
I want a po' boy right now.
I
want a po' boy right now.
Biden had Cajun food on his mind.
Shrimp.
I get the Cajun food and the hate groups mixed up.
It's going to go away. That plan's going to continue at least, no matter what happens, till mid-January.
I think I just figured out my dinner plans
Remember
for
that,
tonight.
By the way. Yeah. A po' boy?
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound good. A place in town I go to that makes really good spicy shrimp po' boy.
Oh, yeah. There's a restaurant that took a little break, and it's now fired back up. And they make a good po' boy. It's out in your neighborhood,
Travis. We just sold some, man. We just sold some right there.
Team of scientists has figured out the compounds in human blood that attract mosquitoes. It's the female mosquitoes that feed on blood, and that makes them the deadliest animal on the planet to humans. They kill about 500,000 people every year through disease like malaria, dengue, and yellow fever.
That's right. The chicks that feed off us.
That's the most dangerous animal on the planet.
Mosquito. Yeah.
Well, if you can call it an animal. Yeah, but more people die via mosquito than any other animal.
They say they found that if mosquitoes are not able...
Well, what was their pre-existing condition, though, these people? You don't know.
Were they over 70?
Were they over 70? Come on. They're just, dead.
No, they live near mosquitoes.
Just die. You're over 70.
Expendable.
Just die.
Acceptable casualties.
They found that if mosquitoes are not able to detect the taste of blood, in theory, they cannot transmit disease. Because of the way that they have to switch from nectar-feeding mode to blood-feeding mode. And so if they cannot detect the taste of blood, they stay in the nectar-feeding mode and don't transmit disease. So this may lead to oral mosquito repellents that would interfere with their taste for blood.
Well, as long as it works, that's cool.
I found that
that's cool science right there, Craig. I like
mosquitoes
that.
Don't really bother me that much.
Yeah.
Now, unless there's a swarm of them, but I think it's because they taste the vodka.
And all the time,
they're
right?
Not in vodka tasting mode.
Is that it?
That's a theory.
Well, I think that's a bad theory.
I've also heard they're attracted to, you know, your blood type makes a difference.
But they don't know your blood type when they bite you, though.
No, but they got to find out.
Yeah, I know that, but they don't tell each other. They stay away from that dude. He's B positive.
Well, if you look at the things that attract mosquitoes, at number 5 on the list is alcohol.
Well, Todd, they should be eating your ass up.
And they don't.
At number 6 is blood type.
Okay.
Yeah, but do they like bite into you and go, that's O.
Yeah, but they also don't tell people.
And just fly away?
Yeah, but they'd have to tell the other guys, don't bite that guy. You know what I mean? They can't taste the blood until they bite you.
Yeah, they probably got some way of communicating that.
According to one study, people with type O blood are 83% more likely to attract mosquitoes than any other blood type.
Yeah, see, I think Christie's a type O.
I know what I am, man.
And she attracts way more mosquitoes than I do.
My wife gets a bit more than I do, too.
Is type O what they call the universal donor? This is probably a question for Doc Mina. I was under the impression if you had type O...
There's one of them that's universal,
right? You could give your blood to anybody.
Well, make sure we're getting that right. Well, they'll test you anyway.
But I think I'll let them tell me if I can give them if I can give my blood to somebody. Hey, can I go give my blood to that dude?
I don't know.
We got to figure out y'all's blood types. Okay, well, you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you should.
We're not going to shoot in each other's arms without testing it. That's a good point.
There should not be a direct exchange of blood between people.
No.
You go to a blood bank first, and then they figure it out. Because I think, you know, the negative and the positive factor have something to do with it, too.
Yeah, your battery will blow if you mess those up.
Some experts believe that drinking alcohol makes your skin give off a chemical that attracts mosquitoes. It also increases body temperature, which is another huge mosquito attractor.
Yeah, well, Todd's anywhere from 106 to 92 with that hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say you can leave your hat on. sweat attracts mosquitoes. Dark clothing attracts mosquitoes. I didn't even let that one go. Moved on.
If that was Monday, I might not be laughing. Yeah. I'm laughing now. That's funny.
People who eat a lot of potassium and salt attract mosquitoes, which sounds like something I would do.
Right.
Perfume and scented lotions attract them, as do pregnant women. The aforementioned body temperature as well.
All right.
That's good to know as we're heading into mosquito season.
And a full moon.
It's October.
Yeah. This is for our friends in the Southern Hemisphere.
That's right. A lot of those listening right now.
Well, we don't want to wait.
Anywhere in the world.
We don't want to wait till spring for that one.
Get on top of that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And in parts of Chile.
Chile.
It's spring.
Chile.
Going into summer now.
Chile.
Good morning in Chile.
Brazil?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.